The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, Clean Nation. Tracy here, back again. I am joined today by Richard Pooley. Say hi, Richard.
Hi, everybody.
And Richard and I are going to chat a little bit about his emerging growing business. And it's kind of cool. I got a little bit of a backstory, which we're going to go into here in a second. And Richard, just to introduce Richard to everyone. Everyone, Richard started Cleaner with two E's and two R's at the end in December 2020, right in the middle or right in the beginning of COVID, right? Wasn't that just like right as it was just about to get started? Sort of an interesting timing. In Bourbonnais, Illinois, United States, and currently serves both residential and commercial, but his niche is moving more towards residential, which is what Richard and I, we were just talking about right before we got on. So Rich, why don't you give us a little background on how that change happened? I know you shared when you came into our Clean Profit Method program, you were headed towards commercial, right? And then you made a flip. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So when I joined the Elite program, I was concentrating on wanting to grow my commercial side of the business. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of opportunity there. And just through the process of going through all the modules and the steps in the program and actually going out and speaking to a lot of the commercial clients, I came to realize that my heart wasn't in the commercial. Mm. When I started the business back in December 2020, I really wanted to help the residential client and I felt a passion for that. Mm. And I think I lost sight of that as I grew naturally, you know, with commercial and residential. So going through the program made me realize that you don't always have to chase the dollar signs and chase those things. You got to do what's right for you as a business owner and as a person and where your passion lays for you to have, I think, more success.
That's so true. You know, you really hit it on the head. We talk a lot about core values here inside Grow My Cleaning Company, as you know, Rich. And core values isn't just something we kind of put on our wall. It's what we live. And I love that you said that your passion originally was residential. And it's true, Clean Nation out there, you know, it can be tempting sometimes to chase the dollar or to take clients that maybe you know deep down aren't really a good fit. And I love that that was one of your ahas, one of your realizations. So I'd like to also ask you about another thing that you mentioned to me that was one of the shifts, one of the changes since you've been in the program with us, that hiring was part of the dynamic. Part of the reason you came to us was to expand and to grow. So once you decided, okay, no, residential is really the place I want to be, tell us about the shift in how you hired and the whole hiring process, the hiring funnel, if you will. Tell us a little bit about that.
So once I had more clarity about the direction I'm going, unfortunately, I'm stuck, you know, like many other business owners in the actual cleaning. Mm-hmm. And for me to take the necessary steps and growth, I have to get out. I have to be the owner I need to be to drive the business. And so one of the struggles I always had prior to the program was hiring. Mm-hmm. And I watched every podcast out there available. And I did all the research possible. And I have a pretty good background in hiring, but nothing was working for this cleaning business. Mm-hmm. So going through the hiring steps and the modules of knowing how to place the proper hiring ad, what to say, what not to say, everything was core value based. Mm-hmm. Going through and actually setting up the funnel to where the communication is happening regularly to the applicants, and then actually having the group interview, going from the group interview to the one-on-ones, mm-hmm. and then working interviews, all those steps I had not done before and probably wouldn't have figured out, at least not for a long time, on my own. So that was probably the best part of the program, you know, thus far, that has now enabled me. I'm training cleaners out in the field right now. I'm on point to be out of cleaning probably within the next 3 weeks at the latest. I've got systems now in place to where I literally went from spending hours a week on bringing in applicants to now spending, I think it was about 30 minutes this last week to setting up this week's group interviews. So huge strides in that area. Can't say enough about that process. And it really has now enabled me to turn to attracting more clients. So it all works together.
I love that. And you know, Rich, there's so many people out there, so many cleaning company owners out there right now who are just like you, who want to know they need to get out of doing the cleaning themselves and are hitting their head against this hiring wall. And frankly, it's pretty universal right now that it's more challenging than it's ever been. So it's not just you out there, Clean Nation. If you're out there going, yeah, you know, maybe thinking to yourself, well, it's my area. It's only in my town. It's only in where I am. Richard, maybe you can give Clean Nation one of the distinctions. Like you said a lot of things about how the funnel works, but what was like one of those big shift things that you were doing different now than you were doing before as far as hiring?
I'd say the biggest is the group interview portion and asking your questions based off your core values. Yeah. That I didn't even talk about the job itself, the position, the pay, any of that during the group interviews. These were all solely based off my core values and really getting to know the applicants as a person and who they are before we even got to the next step. So that, I think, is the biggest component to the entire hiring process, because you want to be able to bring people into your business that are like-minded as you and believe in the same things. And you're going to be able to form better relationships, and you know, they're going to have the same understandings of what you're trying to do. So
that's so important. And, you know, you really hit on a touching point that's so big in Grow My Cleaning Company. Mike says this all the time, that if you don't build your business around your core values, and these are not, you know, these are not platitudes. These are not like, I really want to be this. This is who you are at your core. That's why they're called core values. And hiring people just because they have a pulse and they fit the criteria, you know, the warm body syndrome, is not a really ideal way to hire people. So, and you know what? The same is true for clients. And a lot of people don't think of it that way, but you said early on, you know, even your passion of who you love to serve. Maybe you could speak a little bit about, like, how does that work with your core values as far as clients are concerned?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things is love others. And, you know, that's one of my four core values. And I find it's hard to put in words, but it's something about going in and helping a family that's in a situation where they need to have a service. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in the service industry, and people, if they could do it themselves, they would. Mm-hmm. You know, they're paying for a premium service, and I believe in making them feel like they've received a premium service. Mm-hmm. And you know, we work hard to get it there, and I'm going to do what we tell you we're going to do, you know? Mm-hmm. So, going through those and believing in that and getting clients that believe the same thing, you know, a lot of our clients have the same core values, you know, since I've started this program, I find myself like a magnet to them, you know, mm-hmm. and we have better conversations in their home. We have, similar stories, backgrounds, things like that, to where, that love others, you know, it just holds true, you know. And when I started finding these applicants and a couple of employees now that believe the same thing, it really just all kind of comes together, you know. So it's really a cool thing. You never looked at it like this until you actually have somebody sit there in front of you and say, hey, this is what you need to do to build a proper foundation. Mm-hmm. And once you do that, everything kind of stems off it, you know, very, very organized, and it feels really great. I mean, really does.
I love that. I love the synergy you just described. And I think this is one of those, you know, people come to us a lot of the times, Rich, and maybe you were this way too. You listened to some podcasts and you educated, you tried to do your research and due diligence. And they come to us a lot of times because they want better systems and they need to get out of cleaning. And they know that there's some part of the bridge or the map missing. And they come to us oftentimes for that piece. But when they get here, they realize things like core values matched employees and clients and really building a business that speaks to your heart and your passions is, those are soft, I guess you could say soft topics that we're like, no, just, you know, like Mike says, no, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. But that's so important. It's so key. And Clean Nation, if you're out there listening right now, I want you to imagine, and I'm sure, Rich, there was a point where you were like, I get to make this business the way I want, the way I imagine. Imagine yourself in a business that you love. You love your clients. You love your cleaners, your team, and you're building it from that place. Rich, maybe you can share with us one of the things that surprised you, one of the things that you said once you came in versus maybe the way you thought everything was going to be once you got in, but one of the things that surprised you, what surprised you?
I would say the biggest surprise for me, well, I don't know if it was necessarily a surprise because I've followed the podcast for so long and I've really been a part of Cleaning Nation for a couple of years without actually being in it. But right. How much of a close-knit group we all are. Mm. Once you're in the program, everybody's willing to help each other out. We've all gone through different steps. We're all at different weeks, and just how much we all relate to one another. And we all have maybe not this same exact big issue, but we all have the same things we're working through to get to that common goal, you know, which is success, right? And being able to allow our business to grow and flourish. But there's people that have reached out to me that when I was in my first week, hey, if you need anything, you know, here's my number, here's my email, let's hook up, let's talk, let's get on a Zoom call. And then in turn, I've done the same thing to others now, you know, where that to me is building business relationships, and not just business relationships, hopefully relationships that, you know, we can reach out years from now and see how each other are doing, and, you know that we've all kind of gone through the same steps and we've all gone through the same pains to grow as one, you know, so.
I love that. You're so right, Richard. It's here's the part that, as you said, wasn't as much a surprise, but more of a delight. And for a lot of people, they don't realize how much you've all been out there, Clean Nation, trying to do it on your own. Even if you have a partner, a business partner, or wife or husband that works with your family, it still can feel very isolating. Like you're in this sort of vacuum and you're just doing the best you can out there on your own. And I love what you said, Richard, and it's so true. I mean, I know I'm biased because I'm inside and I get to work with all of you. But as the mindset coach, the business mindset coach for all of our next level people, and you're in Elite right now, working your way towards that, but in Next Level and Millionaire Mastermind, the number one thing everyone says, the longer that they're here in the community, the more they say there's huge value in that. And Clean Nation, if you're out there thinking, God, you know, I've been grinding this out by myself for a long time, You don't have to. Community is so important. And we are in a people business, as you said, Richard. It's a service business, but it's a people business. And I think a lot of us as entrepreneurs and business owners tend to be those kind of maverick type. And we think, okay, if I'm going to do it, it's going to be me, right? But there is huge value in community and being around not just like-minded people, but people who are on the same path. They're doing essentially the same things, growing in the same way. So, Richard, what would you say is your number one biggest piece of advice to Clean Nation out there? There's a lot of change going on in our industry, hiring and the climate and politics and COVID. And there's so much change right now. What would you say would be your number one piece of advice for everyone listening out there right now? And it can be anything.
I would have to say is to build your foundation, know your numbers, know what direction you're going, and put systems in place. Whether you join, you know, Grow My Cleaning Company or not, get with somebody, but you've got to build from something. You cannot try to build a hiring funnel if you don't have core values. You can't try to go out and get clients and have conversations with them if you don't understand their pain. You have to have that solid foundation for you to move forward. It may not hurt now, but one day it may come back and get you. But I know building a proper foundation and going from that is going to set up long-term success. So I would say get your foundation right.
So true. And you know, you mentioned something we haven't talked about yet, and that's numbers. And it's a lot. It's one of those things that even people who come in who go, yes, I'm a numbers person. I do all our accounting. I love that. It's a different world when you come in, right, Richard? Like looking at your P&L, looking at your numbers, your hiring funnel numbers, and your client acquisition funnel and how that works. I mean, there's a lot of dynamics when it comes to data and tracking and making sure that you have the right ratios. I agree 100%. That's a part we don't talk about a whole lot out in podcasts, but related to the numbers, what would you say made the biggest difference for you inside your business around the numbers and the foundation?
I would say with the numbers is understanding your profitability. Learning where your customers are that you're profitable with and the ones you're not, and then how to react to that. You know, you've got options of whether you keep them, you know, and bump their price or you move on. You know, it really depends on what, you know, direction you want to go. But I would say the profitability of your clients, you know, making sure that you're not losing money by serving these people, you know.
Absolutely. And profitability, I think, is one of the most misunderstood parts of business. Because I think people either they kind of have a concept of what it means to be profitable, but 20% profitability in your business, when you really understand what that looks like, when you're assessing your cost of goods sold, right? There's gross profit and there's net profit, but your gross profit needs to be at least 50%. And people are like, they come into the program in all kinds of different areas. And when they look at that profitability sheet that we have and they realize, you know, I'm at 60% cost of goods sold or worse. It's essentially like kind of a hard thing to look at first. But when you realize you have power, when you know your numbers, now you have choice. You can make choices. You can decide. And here's the thing. To us here in Grow My Cleaning Company, profitability is not a choice in the sense that you can choose what to do about it, how to get profitable. But if you're not profitable, what does Mike always say? Get profitable first and then grow. Because why would you grow a company that isn't profitable? And it's kind of crazy, right, Rich? Of thinking, well, I just need to get bigger. I just need more clients. I'm not profitable, but I need more clients. You're like, no, that's what you meant about foundation, right?
That's one of the first keys you have to take care of.
Yes. Oh, so, so important. All right. So in our last wrap up, is there anything else, Richard, that I haven't asked you about you'd like to share with Clean Nation before we sign off today?
No, I think we covered a lot of good stuff. It's a really good program to go through. It's got a lot of things that as a business owner, I thought I knew prior to joining, but they taught me the right way to go about it. So I'm excited for these last few weeks and what comes after that. But yeah, a lot of great stuff, Tracy. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, well, you are so welcome, Rich. And Clean Nation, if you're out there listening right now and you're totally identifying with Rich, where he is, and, you know, and he's, I love interviewing clients like you, Rich, who are still in the middle. You know, you're still in the process of getting out of cleaning, but you have a date, you have a plan, you've got your systems, you've got your community. If you're out there right now listening, Clean Nation, and you're thinking, you know what? If Rich can do it, I can do it. I know I can. Then reach out to us. All you need to do is go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and schedule a time. Rich talked to someone on the phone when he came into the program, a coach. Sometimes you get lucky and you get to even talk to Mike occasionally. Go ahead and reach out. It doesn't cost anything. We're here to support you. We'd love to find out where you are and what your wants and needs are. Since this is a people business, we want to talk to you. All right. I will see you on the other side. And thank you again so much, Rich.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.